This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
The problem. You want to make sure you have a handle on things. Really have a handle on things. And, I mean, sincerely, get it together, as they say. So head over to, JoeMessina.com. We have stories posted up there. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. A lot happening on the website right now. As opposed to later, I guess. I don't know why I said it that way. But, head over to MyPillow.com, too. MyPillow.com. And Mike Lindell, again, a supporter of the show, a supporter of a lot of shows like ours, like this one. And you should not be supporting anybody else but guys like him. And I say that for, the reason I should say that I say that is because there are very few companies, very few people that are really helping us. Very few people that are helping guys like me get the message out. Who else is out there? Not that I'm the only guy doing it, but who else is out there doing it? That would be a question I would have for you. And who else are you supporting that's out there doing it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So head over to MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. What you want to do, what you really want to do, anything that you buy there, pillowcases, sheets, blankets, towels, it's all great stuff. Believe me, it's all great stuff. But what you want to do is use promo code Joe on the way out. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. And you got dog beds and slippers and everything. Just check it out. You shouldn't be supporting stuff made in China by people who hate us. Knock it off. All right. I was talking about this earlier. We have a victory. I mean, you guys don't realize what a big victory this is because it was the Ninth Circuit Court who came up with this. So wearing a hat, MAGA hat, represents a person exercising his or her right to free speech. Now, a U.S. appeals court agrees with that. Gee, I'm amazed. Three-judge panel, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, reversed a federal judge and ruled in favor of a Washington middle school teacher who claimed that the principal violated his free speech rights by threatening discipline if he continued to wear a Make America Great Again hat. He said that some may not like the political message being conveyed is par for the course and really of no concern of anybody's. But that doesn't mean it's going to be disruptive. It's only going to be disruptive if the person who doesn't like the message makes noise. and we give in to them. Ridiculous. Just totally outlandish. So the, you know, and it doesn't outweigh the Speaker's First Amendment rights. That's according to Circuit Judge Danielle Forrest. Now, the court on Thursday said that there was no evidence that the teacher, Eric Dodge, had caused any actual disruption by bringing the hat to teacher only to teacher-only trainings at his school. Now, Dodge said that the principal, Carolyn Garrett, called him a racist and homophobe, then told him he would need a union representative if he wore the hat again. Ooh. A racist and a homophobe for wearing a hat that said Make America Great Again. Because they'll take that, they roll that back to meaning, you know, make it great like in the days of slavery. Make it great when only white people mattered. Make it great when only white, rich white people got to vote. You see where they go with that? And they'll throw that out there and everybody gets nervous and afraid. But there's a lot more people stepping up now and go, no, I'm not nervous, I'm not afraid, I don't care what you have to say. The appeals court panel said Dodge could not sue the Evergreen School District for dismissing a harassing complaint he had filed against Garrett or a human resources official who investigated the incident. So in other words, he can't sue them, because no real damage had been done. The case originally went before the U.S. District Judge James Robart. He ruled the principal's actions were not unconstitutional. Oh, they were very unconstitutional. Isn't that interesting, the difference of opinion? MAGA is a phrase coined by former President Donald Trump, right? What's funny is they say, I know people that are not in total agreement with Trump. They'd actually like to see somebody else run. They're telling me this that they have a MAGA hat on because they agree with a lot of his principles, a lot of what he said. They just don't think he has a demeanor to make it happen again. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend I have all the answers because I don't. But the man enjoys, 84 percent approval rating among Republicans or in the party. Now, red baseball caps with MAGA and white letters have really became a problem during the 2016 campaign of Trump's, right? Remember, everybody was going on their minds. Not only did everybody want to have one, but the people who didn't want to have one and hated Trump were not interested in even seeing one. All of a sudden, because they were offended, we couldn't be there. You know what it really stands for? It stands for loving our country. It's nothing to do with racism. They take it down that road because it makes them feel better. Joe Mattini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Life Line right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
That would be really good if I could say, huh?
Joe Basile, your host. Happy New Year.
Maybe. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Don't you love that? I mean, you really want to be optimistic. You really want to believe things are going to change. Kind of hard to do that, though. People are still in power. They slowed us down, kept us down. Talk about the U.S. Court of Appeals. A segment of the Ninth, you know, the Ninth Circuit Court is the only court that has actually overturned its own ruling. Think about that. Right? Just amazing. The panel of judges from the Ninth Circuit said, hey, no, no, he has a right. There's a freedom of speech there. Too bad. Deal with it. You know, some may not like the political message being conveyed, but hey, it's what we do. It's what we've always done in this country. Never stop. And she's right. It never stopped. I mean, when you read some of the fights that our founding fathers were having with each other during elections and so on, it was nasty. Really bad. So anyway, you know, and the bottom line with this, there is an inherent right to say what you want to say. Doesn't mean you should. It doesn't even mean you have to. What I loved about this was there was evidence that the Dodgers hat interfered with his ability to perform the job or regular operations of the school. I'm sorry, there was no evidence. There's no evidence that Dodge or his hat interfered with the teacher training. So what they did was wrong. And again, I'm glad that the Ninth Circuit Court saw that. I mean, the fact that the term Make America Great Again triggers anybody is asinine. Sincerely asinine. And you heard me allude to it with Kimberly earlier. The Biden administration, they're sneaky people. Not that we're not, but they're really sneaky. They quietly reinstated the overreaching EPA rule. Remember when, you know, the EPA could come on your property if you had a pond or a stream or anything along those lines and tell you what you could and couldn't do with it? Yeah. And the Supreme Court said, that's an overreach. Can't do that. So the administration now signed off on the Environmental Protection Agency's regulations to protect small streams, wetlands, and waterways as part of the Clean Water Act. Isn't that great? Just before the end of 2022. This is going to have to make its way all through the courts again. And I don't even know if he knew what he was signing. You know what? I'd like to believe the guy was one mean SOB, but you can't. I don't know how you can't. The EPA signed off on the revised definition of waters of the United States on December 29th, while the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers signed off on the revised definition on December 28th. The revised rules define what types of water bodies are protected under the Clean Water Act, and they're based on definitions that were put in place. You ready for this? In 2015, by the Biden administration, the Supreme Court already said, no way, no how. They really don't care. They keep coming up. That's what we need to do. We need to do the same thing. When are we going to grow up and actually do the same thing? I shouldn't say, excuse me, pardon me. I don't mean grow up. You know what I mean. It's just nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And then engage in your local area. Really, engage to help people run for city council, water boards, that kind of stuff. That's when you really win. Now, here's one, talk about freedom of speech. North Carolina State University football radio announcer Gary Hahn has been suspended indefinitely. Why? Come on. No. You already know why. Because Gary called the people coming over the border illegals. Can't do that. They feel bad about themselves. You don't want to do that. Do you really want them to feel bad? My quick answer is yes. Yeah, I'm not worried about how they feel. It's not my job to worry about how they feel. It's our job to tell the truth, period. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. As I say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. And then that way there, nobody can hold your feet to the fire. Nobody can call you. You know, that little turd head. You know how they love to call people. All right. More stories. Got to get to more stories. During the game, Hod gave a score update on the Sun Bowl in El Paso. When he made the comment, what other bowl game involving an ACC team going on? That's the Sun Bowl. And amongst all the illegal aliens down in El Paso, it's UCLA 14, Pittsburgh 6. Ew, how nasty. I don't think so, but whatever. Really? What did he say that was so bad? Help me understand here. Han is an employee of the Learfield Communications, left-leaning broadcaster that controls most college football broadcasts. He's an award-winning broadcaster who's been the voice of North Carolina State football and men's basketball since the early 1990s. He was suspended by Wolfpack Sports. Wow. For speaking the truth. Unreal. It's unclear what triggered the left-leaning Learfield Communications snowflakes, because El Paso has been completely overwhelmed by an invasion of illegals. El Paso officials declared a state of emergency as migrants have continued to cross into the city from Mexico. Glad to see the border secure, aren't you? Thousands of them sleeping in the streets. Thousands. Not a couple. And that's not going to stop anytime soon. And the migrants' homeless situation in the streets of El Paso have gotten worse. I mean, it's starting to look like downtown Los Angeles. Really bad. It's not cool. It's not funny. It's not so what. Again, if it was no big deal, right? If these governors are making a big deal out of nothing, I have to ask. Then why are they so upset? The mayor of Chicago, the New York mayor. Why are these guys so upset about sending immigrants there? You should be one to welcome all in, shouldn't you? I mean, that's what I'm getting out of this. Kind of like suck it up, buttercup, and deal with it. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In an unprecedented move, the NFL has suspended play during tonight's primetime Monday night football game between AFC power players the Buffalo Bills and Cincinnati Bengals. This comes after a player was required to undergo CPR on the field for several minutes. Bills safety DeMar Hamlin collapsed after making a tackle. According to the ESPN broadcast, the game has been temporarily suspended. The founder of cryptocurrency exchange FTX, due in court.
Reports say Sam Bankman-Fried, the disgraced former CEO of FTX, is expected to plead not guilty to fraud charges. He was extradited from the Bahamas to New York State after the collapse. Bankman-Fried is accused of stealing billions from customers since 2019. If convicted, he faces over 100 years in prison. He's due in a New York City courtroom on Tuesday. I'm Jeremy Scott.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mathieu, you're out. Like Democrat. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, right? Get engaged. Make sure you have a clue, and then go rip them. Nah, yeah. Enough of playing nice. Doesn't help. Doesn't make anything any better, apparently. Anyway, always a pleasure. All right. Let's look at this. This ought to be good. The mathematics organization, they apologized for comments made about gender. Now, at a DEI orientation, oriented mathematics education conference, previously reported by Campus Reform, one speaker stood out by arguing that boys are at the disadvantage of K-12 education. He's right. However, the speaker's comments on boys' underperformance and struggles in education prompted a public apology email from the host organization. Why? To tell the truth? I'm just asking. At a mathematics education conference, at the conference itself, you know, Campus Reform, which goes to these things all the time, they record, they take notes, they pay attention. They obtained an audio of the presentation, campus did. The conference was hosted at the Loews Vanderbilt Hotel. And it was hosted by the Psychology of Mathematics Education in North America. Psychology of math. You mean 2 plus 2 has to do with psychology? Me wanting an eighth of a piece of pie has something to do with... I don't even know what to do with it. The speaker in question referenced a recent book, A Boys and Men, by Richard Reeves. He is a scholar at the Brookings Institute. He had the misfortune of quoting the book. The speaker said the boys are falling behind in school because the educational system is structured in a way that puts them at a disadvantage. He is correct. Look, I'm in it. I'm in that system he's talking about. I'm telling you, it's true. Boys were left behind, so to speak. And now, in regards to gender, speaker posed a question, given current evidence, should we not also reassure boys that they too belong in the STEM-related fields? They do. Look, they left the girls behind for so long that they really went out of their way to make sure that the boys were being catered to. I mean, I'm sorry, that the girls were being catered to. But they can't seem to chew gum and walk at the same time. So in beefing it up for the girls, they left the boys behind. They started ignoring them. It's just amazing. However, the speaker's comments on boys' underperformance and struggles in education prompted a public apology. Why? Not from him. From the school they had in there. The email written by Dr. Allison Litschka of Middle Tennessee State University, also obtained by Campus Reform, it states that the speaker's presence or presentation did not exemplify appropriate scholarly inquiry and was counterproductive with respect to PMENA's goal of inclusion. Why is it always about inclusion? If it's about inclusion, if you're twisting the truth or not speaking about the truth or not speaking to the failures of these issues, then how is it helpful at all? Right? Despite the speaker claiming that both boys and girls deserve to be reassured and included, the apology email concluded with, "We thank those in our community who chose to share their concerns and advocate for continued support of healing and growth." I mean, not everything is a vile assault. Not everything requires an apology. I'm sorry. Truth doesn't require an apology. And again, it doesn't matter. They don't care. The 45th Annual Conference, again, is set to take place October 1st through 4th. I would love to beat these things with a bullhorn. You know, but they're not interested. They really don't want anything to change. They're making money off of this, no question about it. Anyway. All right, what else we got? Oh, I didn't know this existed. Apparently, there is a black male privilege checklist. I didn't know that. Arizona State University has published one. Actually, I think they have one for every demographic, I think they said. Now, did they print this up a little better than this? Because it's terrible. Oh, yeah, there we go. This is hilarious. So Arizona State University, has published its official website and checklist to address black male privilege. Now, ASU's Project Humanities Initiative, well, it facilitated critical conversation among diverse communities. Right. According to the university, the initiative hosted two-hour workshops that explored everyday manifestations of privilege. The page listed several different events from 2014. It says, hey, these workshops have now evolved to be Humanity 101. Lessons in privilege and bias. Why? Why do we need that? Right? According to the separate page, Humanity 101 in the Workplace speaks to workplace teams by analyzing and addressing systemic privilege and bias within communities. Right? It goes to organizations, businesses, throughout the lens of race, or through the lens of race, gender, age, sexual. Look at all these things they have to put on there. You know, let's take it down to the most simplest of terms. Let's say you work in a factory of some kind. And let's say you need to produce, I don't know, 25 toys an hour. Right? And you've been trained properly, and you've been instructed properly, and you've had enough time to catch up, and you've had enough time to take a look and know what's going on. And, you know, again, I don't know how to make this. So, does it matter what color you are? Does it matter whether you're male or female? Does it matter whether you're fat or skinny? I mean, 25 an hour is 25 an hour. You know it going in there. You accepted the job with those terms. For that, you agreed to be paid X amount an hour. Nobody has to stick up for you. So I sit here and say to myself, why do we have all these carve-outs? This is, again, there is carve-outs here for, let me see, race, class, gender, age, sexuality, religion, ability, and so much more. 25 an hour. In my example, you do the 25 an hour, you get paid. No matter what color you are, you get the same paid as much as the black guy, as much as the Asian guy, the Native American, the Hispanic guy. It doesn't matter. You make $25 an hour. Really that simple. The page lists a range of diverse audiences that have gone through the training, including the Benedictine University Chandler Gilbert Community College, of Gilbert Community College, and all these other, I mean, why? The initiative lists several checklists for various races, sexual orientation, gender, and socioeconomic statuses. The examples of black privilege include, when I read African-American history textbooks, I will learn mainly about black men. I can rely on the fact that in the near 100-year history of national civil rights, organizations such as the NAACP and the Urban League, virtually all of the executive directors have been male. Okay, maybe they were better for the job. I will be taken more seriously as a black man speaking. Now, I will be taken more seriously as a political leader than black women. Really? No comment. I could be part of a black liberation organization like the Black Panther Party, where an out-rapist Elder Cleaver can assume leadership. All of a sudden, that seems to bother them. Doesn't bother them with other issues that they run into, other things that they've done. I love it. I have the ability to define black women's beauty by European standards in terms of skin, tone, hair, body size. In comparison, black women really define me by European standards. God, these people are whacked. They are out there. I don't have to worry about daily hassles of having my hair conforming to any standard image of beauty the way black women do. Wow. This list goes on and on and on. Is this amazing? Call Project Humanity. They have similar privilege checklists. Useless. Can you get the job done? That's all I care about. Don't see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart a birth certificate, and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
We are back. Come to your host. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROACHO, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Really that simple. Talking about a class, and actually ASU, Arizona State University, who's decided that there was a male privilege, black male privilege checklist. God bless them. And I couldn't believe this. I'm reading through this thing. Right? And I'm thinking some of the stuff is from 1951. They haven't changed it. Right? Let me see. I have the privilege of not wanting to be a virgin, but preferring that my wife or significant other be a virgin. I can live in a world where polygamy is still an option for men in the United States as well as around the world. Really? Where did they come up with this stuff? Right? Seriously, where did they come up with this stuff? Now, Project Community, as I said, has similar privilege checklists for able-bodied individuals, heterosexuals, fit individuals, and Christians. It's a pandemic of privileges. God. Such as living in a house or actually having health insurance. So come to California. You can have all the privilege you want. Health insurance is available to everybody who comes here, illegal or not. Just mean privilege is not about you. Right? Or privilege is not your fault. Not anything you've done or thought or said. May have allowed you to do or think or say things that you normally couldn't get away with. This is a line of bunk that they're feeding your kids on a regular basis. Yeah, you get privileges based on the work you do, the work you have done. All right? I mean, seriously, look, so we're going to school board in a smaller town, although some of you would laugh. There's 300,000 in my town. You may get a privilege here or there. Somebody finds a space to fit you in the reservation, you know, because they know who you are and appreciate what you're doing. They give you maybe a break on the price and stuff. I mean, I don't know. I'm just coming up with stuff off the top of my head. Right? They may work a little harder to get you at the top of a list for something because you're busted hump to make the community. And I don't even know why that's a privilege. It's kind of a reward for what you do, right? And none of us, well, I shouldn't say that. The bulk of the people I know in a small town like this aren't doing it for the recognition. They aren't doing it for what they might get. They aren't doing it to move on to a higher position, even though there's some that do. However, I'll tell you, with the amount of hours I put in on the school board, with the amount of hours I put in trying to get things done, talking to parents, not like it is at the congressional level. They don't have to put up with people face-to-face. They don't run into people in the supermarket at the gas station. I have. I've had people, I won't say yell at me, but will say speak sternly to me at a gas station, at a supermarket, and other places. It's not fun. It's part of the job, but it's not fun. ASU graduate student government Senator Cameron Decker, who's also a campus reform correspondent, said that this kind of initiative goes against everything that the ASU promotes. He goes on to say that our charter says that we measure our success by whom we include, not by who we exclude. You know, you realize that when they do these things, they are excluding some of us. No matter what you think, they are excluding some of us. And it's not right. Look, if we're truly going to live without color, right, without looking at somebody's disabilities, and there are some disabilities, I'm sorry. I'm not really sorry, but you're not going to be able. Okay? If you're blind, you can't fly. You can't drive. Unless you have a self-driving car. If you have a self-flying plane, I don't want to be in the air when you are. And yes, I agree. Yeah, I told you I have smart people in the chat room. Racism is something you learn. You see these little kids running around together. They don't know color. They don't know that kind. Look, my granddaughter, when you see her, you know, I've seen her with her friends, right? You have black friends and Asian friends and Hispanic friends and friends of, you know, all kinds of sizes and colors and shapes and everything else and religious differences. I've never heard her say, we're going to Disneyland, me and my Asian friend and my Hispanic friend and my... They don't talk like that. Me and my friends are going to Disneyland. We're the ones. Oh, you going with that Asian kid? Are you going with this? We teach them that. So stop it. I don't buy from it. I got a lot of black friends. And I don't say it to go, I have a right to say this. I have a lot of black friends, and they all say the same thing. And maybe I'm not hanging around with the right ones. Maybe that's it. Right? Yeah, and they all tell me the same thing. When we stop talking about racism, when we stop making exceptions for the races that can't make it, then it goes away. Then people become responsible for their own stuff, their own outcomes, but we can't do that. Because the Democrats have nothing to run on, right? They have nothing to complain about, would they? Just amazing. It's hilarious. Have you guys been looking more and more into the, we'll talk about this a little bit, maybe the next hour, about that $1.7 trillion bill and what's gone through with it, where your money is going. We should hit that from time to time to keep it up in your head there. Yeah, I mean, we all do. Somebody in the chat room, that they said they have a mixed group of family, Native American, Black, Hispanic, and some white. You know, story. Some of you guys will probably laugh at me and won't believe me. But Tammy and I first met 20-some-odd years ago. I went to a church that was predominantly Black. And being an Italian kid where I grew up, the what we refer to as the white kids were never very nice to me. I came from the inner city. They weren't. Now, they didn't beat me up or anything like that. That's not, you know, I couldn't date their girls. There was always a bias. I had a car filled with Bondo. They didn't. You know, it wasn't very expensive. It wasn't like, it was, wasn't an upper-class neighborhood. But definitely they had a little bit more than I did. Right? And I used to say to Tammy all the time, you know what, I can't stand white people. And it wasn't that I thought I was Black. And it wasn't that I thought I was Hispanic. It was just that the bulk of the people that had been mean to me over the years were white folks. Right? The Caucasian groups. And I didn't even set myself aside from them. I just said, they've just always been the worst towards me. I've never had real issues with the Black community. I never once felt that the church I went to, again, being predominantly Black, never once felt like I didn't belong there. Or that they didn't want me there. And there was a few here and there. I think when my son made quarterback on the football team, that kind of threw a wrench in the works for some, but whatever. But I could have reacted to that. I could have reacted to a lot of that stuff. But she finally had to tell me, you got to knock it off. You had some bad experiences with people. You know, you just need to get rid of it and move on. And she was right. No question about it. She was right. And it makes a difference as to how you walk into a situation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The University of Austin's Forbidden Courses program seeks to expose students to different opinions on controversial topics, including feminism and transgender ideologies. Now, the University of Austin was founded in 2021 as a free speech alternative to traditional colleges. Well, there you go. It's about time. No, really? The University of Austin, Texas, is embracing controversial topics with a summer program called the Forbidden Courses. The program, which began in June of 22, featured notable figures as Peter Boghossian, Kathleen Stock, Ayan Hirsi, just a whole bunch of people. The courses challenge students, oh my God, can't have this. This is going to be a problem. You watch. To think critically about contentious issues. Everything ranging from philosophy to feminism. I mean, I love this. I think this is great. And it's about time somebody had the guts to do something like this. Boghossian, who is the co-founder of UATX, told Campus Reform that the Forbidden Courses allow students to think and speak freely. I like being in an environment where smart, thoughtful people. Look at, there's a difference between dishonest conversation looking to start a fight and honest conversation looking to understand. I can't tell you how many of my Black friends or Asian friends or, you know, friends that are different than I am, that I'll ask them about their culture. I'll ask them about things they remember growing up. I'll ask them about what's the difference in how they grew up in certain areas doing certain things. That would be taboo today. I don't really care. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. You got another hour with me coming up. Make it your show. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563.